Many of you were able to come to our birthday party yesterday. And many of you were also at the funeral we had in the morning for Barbara Walsh. And I was thinking about how that day represented so much goodbyes and good beginnings. Just as so much of life does. At the same time that we're saying farewell, we're also recognizing and learning to embrace what is new, what is happening. And for those of us in both congregations, this celebration of a new beginning is both a goodbye and a hello, an ending and a start of something that might be even better, but certainly will be different, because now we are a different community gathered here. In the transition time between the two things, a young man came in wearing a Camp Scugog t-shirt. I wasn't sure where he was supposed to go, and the person he was supposed to meet wasn't there yet. So I said, well, you're welcome to take a seat and wait, or if you'd like to, you can help me carry things around. And he said, I'd like to help carry things around. I'd like to feel like I'm doing something useful. And so for the next 40 minutes, he helped us carry the lemonade up to the lawn and move tables and set them up outside and help set up the poster display over here, which are some of the things you would have seen at the activity fair if you were there, along with today some information about children's programs and youth programs in the fall and the summer worship and summer talk series that are happening here. So you might stop by there on your way to cake or on your way back from cake. And I was thinking about that moment of him just jumping in and offering to help as so representational of what we might want to be as this new community, just seeing where we can offer what we can offer and not expecting much from that, but seeing where it takes us. And then during our birthday party, we had the exchange tables. And one table had plants and books, adult books, and another table had books for youth and jewelry and clothes. And another table, well, I say table, was really three tables because we had so many things brought in from families in our congregation. It was filled with books and board books and toys and stuffed animals so that every child who came was able to find something that they liked and wanted to take home with them. And I got to see some of them because some of the children showed me. And there was a Robert Munsch anthology. And there was one of the children showed me very proudly a headlight he had found, which you can wear around your head or strap to your bicycle. It's versatile. And it had stars on it. And I thought, isn't this a sign of a new beginning, a good beginning, where we are able, like those first Christians, to share things in common, to create a common economy where we're not worried about the money side of things, but we're just giving to each other and sharing joy. And look at the light that that sheds. Look at how versatile that makes us. In the story that we heard from Genesis, we heard about new beginnings. That story that imagined the beginning of everything. And when we set aside the science part of it, which was not applicable at the time because they hadn't figured out the science behind it, is a story about God's presence from the very start. That's one thing. But it's also a story about what makes a good beginning. And at the very core, that is that we are good. All of the world, all of the living things, the day and the night, the creatures that crawl on the ground and the birds of the air, and each of us is good. And our good beginning means naming that, saying, this is good. We are good. And our story goes 7 days because you have the beginning of everything and then you have the seventh day, which is the rest afterwards. Because it takes a lot of work to begin everything, to do all that creating, just as it takes a lot of work to create a new congregation. Lots of extra meetings and details to work out and things to move from one building to the next. And that's all part of that good work. But the other part is that rest. And some of that was yesterday, as people sat and talked about books and different flavors of birthday cake. And some of that might be this summer, as we spend some time outside enjoying the beautiful days and not thinking about meetings. There'll be ways that each of us finds that space of rest that is part of making this beginning good. Work and rest, worship, and community all go hand in hand. And we need all of it together to recognize the goodness that exists in life. In the letter that we heard, the 2 Corinthians letter, we had that farewell. And as each of us leaves for whatever reason, whether it's leaving for a few weeks in the summer, or leaving to move to a retirement home somewhere, we can't get to church each week, whatever kind of move it might be, there are times when we say our farewell. Those are the goodbyes. The goodbyes to places and to people, not to memories, because those stay with us, but to some of the familiarity that we have known. And as we say those goodbyes, we echo those words that we heard, may you go in peace. May you live in peace. That's a wish for each of us, but that's a wish for us as a community as well. That together we might find where peace lies, where we are transformed and work together as one, as something new. And it won't just be one thing new, because it will continue to change and grow depending on who is here each day, depending on what gifts we bring and what gifts we share. But even when we cannot be here, we have that wish. And even when we cannot be somewhere else, we have that wish. May we together, as all people, find peace. So today is a day of goodbyes and good beginnings, with the celebration and the joy and the memories and the nostalgia that is carried in all of that. But like we heard in the story from Genesis, we are not alone. We are part of this much bigger thing that has been named good by that creative source of life, that energy that connects each of us, that movement to growth and transformation, that unending love that we name God. And so we give thanks and we say, let's see what's next. Amen. I asked to borrow a copy of the anthem, because the words are so beautiful and they invite us into this moment of offering. Come build a church with soul and spirit. Come build a church of flesh and bone. Come build a church of human frailty. Come build a church of flesh and blood. We bring all of ourselves, all of whom we are as human beings, all our weaknesses and all of our gifts. And from all of these places, we offer that to God.